Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Blueberry Growers Association, founded in 2008, just keeps rolling along. Group President Larry Martin says membership is approaching 200, and this relatively new aspect of agriculture shows tremendous potential to continue growing.
With the help of the state and some grant money, the specialty crop grant in particular, they helped us with the funding to purchase 2 flash freezers, along with what we will soon have hooked up as a berry washer and a berry dryer and a brand new state-of-the-art berry sorter that separates out green ones or bird-pecked ones and leaves or things like that.
Helping build that kind of new infrastructure is exactly what the State Ag Development Board has as a target. Larry Martin says the Kentucky Ag Department's Kentucky Proud program and Farm to School effort have helped open markets for the association.
The schools have been some of the easier money because we can deliver. Typically, a school will take $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 or more dollars worth of berries at one shot. So it's simple to deliver a bunch of berries to one place in 10-pound boxes, frozen, and that's simpler than delivering to several different grocery stores and smaller outlets. So we've kind of taken advantage of the Kentucky Proud thing and the restaurant rewards program.
Martin says blueberry production won't be an agricultural game changer, but for some farmers, it's working fine. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that rural properties don't fit into a nice little box. Rural home loans can be tricky for banks to navigate, but for us, they're what we do every day. In fact, the more out of the box the property you're interested in, the more we can do to help streamline the loan process. To simplify your rural home purchase, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
We're back today with Kentucky Blueberry Grower Association President Larry Martin, who says for those interested, demand is strong.
We've got limited numbers of berries in the ground in Kentucky. We really need more farmers growing the berries because we're just scratching the surface of the local market. We are only in, 20-some schools, and there's hundreds and hundreds of schools in Kentucky, so the market is incredible.
Martin says it's not get-rich-quick and is hard work.
Blueberry farming isn't for everybody because it isn't quick money. It's not like planting corn and you get a crop that fall. Typically, you plant a 2 or 3 year old bush and you don't really plan on a crop the first year. You're going to get a little crop the second year and maybe quite a bit more the third year. And it's about the fourth and fifth year that you really start making some good money.
Blueberries, for some farmers, part of the answer. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.